Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Lori Walsh. Poet Norma Wilson and artist Nancy Losacker have been friends since 1978. They first collaborated to create a single pairing in 2008 as part of the Washington Pavilion's P3 exhibition. Since then, with the support of the South Dakota Arts Council, they've shown their work at galleries throughout the region. Their new book is called Rivers, Wings, and Sky. It's a printed collection of their complete collaboration. Their final exhibit is on display at Augustana Center for Western Studies until October 22nd. They join us now in the studio. Norma Wilson, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Thanks so much, Lori. It's good to be here.
And Nancy Losacker, welcome here as well.
Thank you.
I want to start with the art of collaboration. You've been friends for a long time. Does that help you become better artists who collaborate, or has that gotten in the way? Norma, let's start with you.
Well, it's helped us a great deal. And we've been close friends involved in Sierra Club, and we care very much about the environment that we live in. And so the focus of our work became the rivers, wings, and sky. And we love being together at the river. That's where we started and ended our series of collaborations. We have 18 of them now. And so the river is very important in our work, the Missouri River, our national recreational river. We always have a good time together. So I knew that it would be fun working with Nancy from the beginning. And yes, it's been helpful.
Nancy, tell me why go there physically, because you spent time at the river together. What's so important as an artist about standing in the spot?
I think when we view nature, we have a way of wanting to, as a visual artist, I want to interpret it into some kind of emotion or something that people will understand about nature. And as a visual artist, I don't get to write, you know, specifically what I mean when you see a blue jay. Mm-hmm. But with a poet, we get to talk about more feelings or more content in our work. And so I have been just so pleased to be able to do this with Norma.
Norma, tell me what the process is like when you do a lot of work in isolation, obviously separately, and then coming together. When you are together in a physical space outside in nature, what does the process look like? Kind of bring me there and tell me what I would see if I was watching the two of you work.
Well, if you were there the first time we met, you would see Nancy sketching and you would see me writing in a notebook. And she showed me some of her pastels initially, not the mosaics. She was just showing me some drawings. She didn't know she was going to do a series of mosaics for the collaboration. I didn't either, and I didn't know what she was going to do. And I didn't know what I was going to do, but I just wrote about the rivers in my life. This is what I initially wrote about. Subsequently, we've had several experiences like that when we've just been together, maybe looking at the landscape. And then other experiences involve, maybe they evolve from a magazine article in Audubon Society magazine or a book.
Sure.
By Barbara Kingsolver, Flight Behavior, that influenced us. We're in the same reading group. So we're together a lot, and we're often focusing on, the monarch butterflies, which unfortunately are more scarce than they used to be. The birds like the blue jays, they're everywhere in our area, and other creatures and experiences.
So Nancy, tell me how the mosaics came.
I have been doing mosaics for several years, and when we decided to do the first initial piece, I decided I was not only in the process of moving out of one studio where I'd been for a long time to another one, so I had to kind of concentrate on what kind of media I was going to use. So I had all this glass, so I did the mosaic, and I was so happy about it, I just continued to do them.
There's joy in the process
joy.
For you. For
you
both
bet.
Of you?
You know, joy and beauty. We're looking for joy and beauty. We want to live in a civilized world where we treat and respect the earth the same way we would people.
How do you help other people? Because there must be other artists who have come to you and said, we want to collaborate on something. How do you sort of encourage collaboration in other artists, Norma?
Well, I think that by looking at our exhibits and seeing, and also we've talked a lot about, you know, sometimes Nancy's mosaics inspire me to write a poem. Sometimes my poems inspire her to do a mosaic, or sometimes we're just working on the same thing together from an experience. But I've found that, you know, I know one writer in particular, Paula Damon, she and her husband are working on a collaborative exhibit now. And she's told me that, you know, she saw ours and she saw that that was something they could do. So I was really excited when she said that. And that's one of the things we wanted to do. Because working together, you don't have to work alone as an artist or poet. It's much more fun if you can work with somebody else. And so it's been great. I know that, you know, even though we're pretty much done with this series, except for showing it and talking about it, that I'll want to share my work with Nancy, and I'll want her to share her work with me, always.
There's a poem in this book called Autumn, and it's a deeply personal poem, and Norma, I'm wondering if you might read it, but while she prepares to do that, Nancy, I wonder if you might tell me, when you approach a poem that Norma has done that is so deeply personal, it's about her mother's death, how do you connect with that as an artist respectfully and with reverence, but also sort of coming alongside her in that moment as a writer?
That particular piece and that poem were pretty much done separately. Mm. You know, we are seasonal people because we like to be outside. So I was doing a piece about the fall, about autumn, and she wrote this lovely tribute to her mother. And, you know, it just, sometimes it happens and sometimes, you know, it just happens.
This one feels like it. It feels like there's
it was
they're
just
all special.
Great,
but yeah.
For me, anyway, and Norma.
Norma, will you read for us, please?
Sure. Autumn. Looking down on the golden trees from the helicopter as she lay behind me on the gurney, I said, Mother, I'm here with you. I wish you could see. It was a near-death vision of the earth we loved. She died from a fall that perfect fall day. In autumn, when the sky is blue with floating clouds, I hear her say, where there's blue sky, there's hope. Cumulus clouds mean it's not going to rain. The day she was buried, she rode for the first time in a white limousine, north, past Spirit Mound to her grave. Behind her, I knew I could not stop death. But each autumn, when there's gold in the mulberry leaves, I hear her say again, there's no more beautiful view anywhere. I love you more than anyone else.
Thank you for sharing that. And then as soon as you started reading, I thought, why did I ask her to share this one? Because now I'm going to cry right here in the middle of Dakota Midday. I read this, and immediately I texted my daughter the last line of that poem. Just as a reminder. So thank you for a number of, on a number of levels. If you're just joining us, Norma Wilson, Nancy Losacker, poet, artist here with us. The book is called Rivers, Wings, and Sky. There's an exhibit. We're going to give you some more details of other things you can, where you can meet the artists and engage with their work. Nancy, there's also a poem at the end that Norma writes called Ornithology that has a playfulness and a joy about it, and it's not paired with a mosaic in that, but you're in it.
Yes.
She mentions you. Tell me
story. I get to be in a lot of Norma's poems. They don't all get published.
Tell me the story of how that, one of you, tell me the story
it's
of how
a,
that
It's a lovely poem about jazz and about, you know, about jazz and the birds and, you know, and we're interested in those kind of things. And I never quite got, I wanted like a flock of little flittery birds or something to go with that, and I never quite achieved it. So we decided to pair it up with A Bird of Paradise.
Would you please read that one for us as well, Norma?
I would be glad to.
Thank you.
Ornithology inspired by Charlie Parker. The black bird of bebop sang with the wings of change. His up and down saxophone sound flew through the air from Hollywood to Tennessee. They say he went crazy playing Loverman, that sad, sweet song. A little too wild, the bird had to rest, recuperate. As my friend Nancy says, birds have a hard life. Well, at least they can fly. His fingers flew and his melodies flew like birds of paradise, wherever he wanted to go. And that's at the end of our book. So we like that
sort of
freedom.
Benediction at the end a little bit. Does an artist's life necessarily have to be challenging or hard or maddening?
You
on
would
some
hope
level?
Not, but
does collaboration play into making it not so?
It's really wonderful to collaborate because you have we've been, Norm is so disciplined, and it's just been so good for me to be so disciplined about, we have this time, we have to get this done, we have to do this, and it's been a great doer for mm-hmm. me. And it's just so nice that we are now doing the book, and we're not, this is the last time we have to haul the heavy mosaics around. So it's really nice to have the two different kind of things. I always do galleries, and she does books, and so now we've done them both.
What makes this particular collaboration, these particular poems, these particular mosaics feel complete to you and ready to say, it's ready for a book, it's ready to be bound and say, this was the collaboration?
That's a good question. I think we felt we had said what we needed to say about the river's wings and sky together. And maybe we were ready to move on to something else. Mm. But we just, it sort of fell into our hands. I mean, there was Nancy's mosaic, which she calls Wilson's Bird of Paradise, and that's the name of the bird she was actually looking at. And it fit, you know, the cover. It was perfect for the cover, and we had the other
pieces all done, and it was time. We've been doing this for quite some time, to not the detriment, but you know, to our own, you know, we have other pursuits that we need to do, and sometimes it's hard to do that
do the individual work you need to do mm-hmm. while you're doing this, because this takes a lot of time.
We have
working together
just about a minute left, and I'm wondering if we can close with just this notion of nature or the animals, in this case, as collaborators as well. Nancy, do you feel like you're collaborating with nature and with the creatures? You have different viewpoints that seem to be sort of bird's eye views at some point.
Well, I'm in the studio working on what ducks see. So, you know, I'm right? I'm interested in the way that animal is interpreted in the world. And so is Norma, the way we see those animals in the world, and how we can respect them and treat them nicely.
I'm trying to look more broadly at the animals, maybe their entire migrations, how they relate to the people in the world, and that sort of thing. Maybe the history. I mean, I'm doing the sort of broader view of what Nancy's showing us in such detail. And so,
more to come from these two. You've been listening to Norma Wilson, Nancy Losacker. The book is called River, Wings, and Sky. The exhibit is at Auggie's Center for Western Studies. You can meet the artist at a talk and poetry reading at the Center for Western Studies on August 24th. That's this Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Thank you both so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.